Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Rough day in the markets, huh? Everything tanked.
Yeah, real bloodbath. NVDA's China export restriction news, well, that was like a punch to the gut for semis. And Powell's comments? Not helping. No Fed put this time around, he says.
Down 6.9% for NVDA, AMD got slammed too, down over 7%. That H20 product news, billions in charges, ouch.
Definitely spooked investors. The whole semiconductor sector took a beating. Stocks down 4.1%. Mega caps too, down 3.3%.
It's a ripple effect. Tech got hammered the hardest, almost 4% down, but consumer discretionary and communication services also took hits. Makes you wonder what's next.
Well, the market's clearly skittish. Tariffs, growth concerns, it's all adding fuel to the fire. Even the retail sales numbers, which looked good at first glance.
Yeah? I was going to say 1.4% increase in total retail sales month over month in March. That's above consensus.
Right? But, and this is a big but, that strength might be artificial, people buying ahead of the tariff so it might not last. Although food services and drinking places were up almost 2%. That's interesting.
So maybe some underlying strength there. What about industrial production?
Down 0.3%, but not as bad as it seems. Utility output dragged it down, but manufacturing and mining actually increased. It's a mixed bag, really.
So, looking ahead to tomorrow, what's on the economic calendar?
Housing starts, building permits, jobless claims, the Philly Fed survey, and natural gas inventories. Lots to digest.
And overseas markets, any bright spots?
Europe was mixed, DAX and FTSE up slightly, CAC down a bit, Asia mostly down, but Shanghai managed a small gain. Commodities, gold saw a big jump, almost $100, silver and copper also up.
What about that Interactive Brokers news? Stock split, dividend hike, but the stock's down 9%.
Yeah, they missed EPS estimates, even with inline revenue. Investors were expecting a blowout quarter given the market volatility, and they just didn't deliver. Sometimes, even good news isn't enough.
So a lot of uncertainty still swirling around. Definitely a day for caution.
Absolutely. Stay nimble, watch those key levels, and be prepared for anything. Tomorrow could be another wild ride.
So, DeepSeek making waves, huh? Less capital-intensive AI sounds promising, but the market didn't seem to like it. Tech stocks took a hit.
Yeah, it's interesting. Disruptive technology can be a double-edged sword. Good for innovation, but can rattle existing players. Kind of like what we saw with the initial internet boom and bust.
Right? And those tariffs further accelerated the decline. S&P down 5% for the quarter, but even worse from its February highs, 9%.
Ouch. And even the mighty Mag 7 weren't immune. Six of them fell harder than the overall market.
Speaking of market movers, Interactive Brokers stock split, dividend hike, but down 9%. What gives?
Well, they missed EPS estimates, even with inline revenue. Seems investors were expecting a blowout quarter given all the volatility, and IBKR just didn't deliver.
Yeah, I saw that. Even though they said they don't need up markets to generate revenue.
True, and their product numbers looked pretty good. Record options and futures volumes. Growth rates even ahead of the industry. So not all bad news.
And that huge account growth. Almost 300,000 new accounts in Q1. That's got to count for something, right?
Absolutely. Surpassed even the meme stock frenzy of 21. Strong international growth too. But that EPS miss really overshadowed everything.
It's like the market was just waiting for an excuse to sell. They'd run up quite a bit, leading into the report.
Exactly, up 30% from its April low. Investors got ahead of themselves, anticipating a massive Q1. When it didn't materialize, bam, disappointment city.
Whoa, lots to unpack here. Trump's tariff tactics, using them as leverage against China, that's a bold move.
Yeah, high stakes poker. And California suing to block the tariffs adds another layer of complexity. This trade war is far from over.
Definitely. And Japan coming to the table to negotiate tariffs and military support costs? Talk about a multi-front battle.
It's a delicate balancing act, trying to address trade imbalances while maintaining key alliances. And that executive order on drug prices? A whole different ballgame. Medicare drug price negotiation? That could be huge.
For sure. And the 232 investigation into critical minerals? More potential tariffs on the horizon?
Seems like it. The administration's clearly concerned about securing supply chains, but more tariffs could exacerbate existing trade tensions.
It's a ripple effect, isn't it? Everything's interconnected. What about that DeepSeek news? Blocking them from U.S. tech, that could have major implications.
Absolutely, especially with AI becoming so crucial. And AMD taking that $800 million hit from the export controls, ouch.
Yeah, that's a big one. Speaking of tech, YouTube getting a social media ban exemption in Australia. Interesting.
It is. Shows how these platforms are navigating the evolving regulatory landscape. And Apple losing their VP of Western Europe and global enterprise sales after 27 years, that's a significant departure.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. Lots of moving parts in the corporate world. Biogen's Leqembi getting EU authorization. That's a big win for them, right?
Huge. First medicine to slow early Alzheimer's progression authorized in the EU. A major milestone.
And Boeing, Russia interested in buying their jets with frozen funds? That's unexpected.
Yeah, a bit of a twist. Geopolitics and business, a strange mix. Cadence Design acquiring Arms Artisan Foundation IP business. That's a significant move in the semiconductor space.
It is. Consolidation continues. And Caesars Entertainment expanding their partnership with AGS, online gaming heating up.
Definitely a growth area. What about that Cardiff Oncology news? Completing enrollment in their phase 2 trial. That's a positive step.
For sure. And CuriosityStream expecting over $7 million in revenue in Q2 from new agreements. That's good news for them.
Yeah, hopefully they can turn things around. Lots of interesting developments to track. The markets are never dull.
Whoa, that's a lot to digest. Ford playing hardball with tariff threats, huh? Passing the cost on to consumers. Classic.
Yeah, and not surprising. Automakers are already dealing with thin margins. Any extra costs, they'll try to recoup them somehow. It's a delicate balancing act.
Definitely. And General Dynamics getting those certifications for Gulfstream? That's a win, especially exceeding performance expectations. Good for them.
Absolutely. A sign of strength in the aerospace sector. But then you have Google facing that massive UK lawsuit. £5 billion? That's not chump change. Ouch.
Big tech under fire again. Not a good look. And H&R Block, that IRS direct file program ending? That's going to impact a lot of people.
Yeah, potential headache for taxpayers. And speaking of headaches, Harley Davidson, internal strife, activist investors, sounds like a mess.
Total chaos. Zeitz on the hot seat. And Hertz, Pershing Square almost at 20%. Bill Ackman clearly sees value there.
He's doubling down. Interesting move. And Honda shifting Civic production to Indiana? More onshoring. Makes sense given the current geopolitical climate.
Yeah, supply chain resilience is key. But Humana losing that Medicare appeal? Not good news for them.
Definitely a setback. And Huntington Ingalls getting on that Information Warfare Research Project Consortium? Cybersecurity is a hot topic these days. Makes sense they'd be involved.
For sure. And all those other companies, Inmune Bio, Innate Pharma, IonQ, Interactive Brokers, lots of moving parts. That IBKR stock split, though, 4-for-1, that's significant.
It is. Makes the stock more accessible to smaller investors. And Interpublic appointing a global chief AI officer? AI is everywhere. No surprise there.
Definitely a sign of the times. Iron boosting their mining capacity. Kenvue partnering with Microsoft. Kingsoft Cloud raising capital. Companies adapting and evolving.
Exactly. And Kyndryl launching AI cloud services. KKR potentially selling Atlantic Aviation. Big money moves. L3Harris expanding their space manufacturing facility. The Golden Dome? Sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It does. And Lithia Motors COO jumping ship to Mercedes-Benz USA? Interesting career move.
Yeah, definitely one to watch. McDonald's facing shareholder pressure. Meta trying to settle that antitrust case. The legal battles continue. Never a dull moment.
And Net Power shaking up their leadership. Newfound Gold exploring their Queensway project. Newmont selling off assets. Companies restructuring and refocusing.
Absolutely. Next point, closing that going private transaction. Nvidia keeping quiet about export rules. Suspicious. What are they hiding?
All right. So, lots of corporate action today. Pinterest exploring a major ad tech acquisition. That could be a game changer for them. Trying to boost those ad sales, I guess.
Yeah, makes sense. They need to find new ways to monetize their platform. And partnerships, executive hires, sounds like they're pulling out all the stops. What about Radius Recycling? Magnetar taking a 5.5% stake? That's interesting.
Definitely something to watch. Activist investors, always a possibility. And Rio Tinto and Geomega with that bauxite residue update, valorization pilot, huh? Sounds complicated.
Yeah, a bit technical, but important for sustainability, no doubt. Sabre renewing their partnership with Preferred Hotels, smart move. Synexis Retailing and gift cards, trying to capture more revenue streams.
Absolutely. SolarWinds completing their merger with Tern River Capital, that was expected. Sonoco Products raising their dividend, nice little bump for shareholders.
Always welcome. South Bow Corporation restarting the Keystone Pipeline, that's a big one. Geopolitical implications for sure.
Huge. Telix Pharmaceuticals with positive news on their glioma therapy candidate. That's promising. Speaking of big news, Tesla, tariffs disrupting Cybertruck production? Not good.
Yeah, and California sales down 15% in Q1. Double whammy. They need to get things back on track.
For sure. Teva Pharma, Glenmark launching those generic tablets, more competition in the pharmaceutical space.
It's a constant battle. Texas Capital's CEO becoming chairman, solidifying his power.
It seems so. Verona Systems partnering with Concentrix, AI and data protection, hot topics. Vista Energy acquiring Petronas Argentina, big move.
Definitely. Webull and SK Growth completing their merger, that was in the works for a while. Woodside Energy responding to media speculation, something brewing there?
Maybe. Lots of upgrades and downgrades too. Boston Scientific, Caterpillar, Cloudflare, all getting upgrades. But AGCO, Ecolab, EPAM Systems, heading the other way.
It's a mixed bag, as always. Gotta keep your eyes peeled and do your due diligence. Lots to unpack.
Whoa, JP Morgan downgrading steel to neutral? That's unexpected. What's their reasoning?
Well, they've got a $38 price target, which isn't terrible, but they seem concerned about the overall economic outlook and its impact on steel demand. Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. But on the flip side, BMO Capital is bullish on precious metals. Reinstatements for Agnico Eagle, Hudbay Minerals, Newmont, and Wheaton Precious Metals, all with outperform ratings. They must see something shiny on the horizon.
Gold's been making a move lately. Could be a safe haven play in these uncertain times. And those price targets, $181 for Agnico Eagle, $63 for Newmont, $129 for Wheaton, they're not messing around.
Definitely some conviction there. And speaking of initiations, Ascendis Pharma getting an outperform from RBC Capital with a $205 target. Bowhead Specialty also getting an overweight from Piper Sandler at 44s. Lots of action in the healthcare space.
Biotech's always a roller coaster. High risk, high reward. Coro Bio also getting a buy rating from Chardon. $25 price target. Gotta love those small cap biotech plays.
Oh, risky but potentially lucrative. And what about Lyft? Oppenheimer initiating with an outperform. Think they're betting on a rebound in ride-sharing.
Could be. People are getting out and about more. Travel's picking up. Matt Copper, another BMO Capital outperform, $11 target. Base metals, always a cyclical play.
True. And Nexa Resources, also from BMO, getting a market perform at $6. Pan American Silver, same rating, no price target mentioned. Mixed signals in the materials sector.
Yeah, definitely. Paylocity getting a sector perform from Scotiabank, $190 target. Not exactly a ringing endorsement.
Interesting. Reddit getting an outperform from Oppenheimer, $125 target. Social media, always a wild card.
You said it. Royal Gold, back to BMO, market perform, $196 target. Select Medical, outperform from Mizuho, $25. UMB Financial, buy from BofA Securities. Lots of analyst activity today.
A flurry of ratings. V2X getting an underweight from Morgan Stanley, $51 target. Western Digital, overweight at Morgan Stanley. They seem to have mixed feelings about tech.
Yeah, it's a complex landscape. And don't forget about the economic data coming out tomorrow. Housing starts, building permits, jobless claims, Philly Fed survey, natural gas inventories, lots to digest. Could be a market mover.
All right, so taking a look at this WaveRider AI analysis from April 16, 2025, SPY and QQQ seem to be in a bit of a holding pattern, right?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of sideways action, testing those recent highs, but not quite breaking through. Classic consolidation, lots of uncertainty in the air.
They mention volume spikes correlating with volatility. So periods of accumulation and distribution make sense. Markets trying to figure out where to go next.
Absolutely. And the VIX ticking up, adding to that anxiety, definitely a sign of caution.
What about the sector rotation they're talking about? XLK and XLY showing relative strength, so tech and consumer discretionary still holding up.
Yeah, but XLP and XLU, those defensive sectors, are also seeing some interest. Classic risk-off rotation, investors hedging their bets.
And XLF struggling, financials taking a hit, not surprising given the volatile interest rate environment.
Right, and XLE and XLB, energy and materials, mixed bag, dependent on those commodity price swings. Geopolitics playing a role there.
So key levels to watch. SPY support around 518-520, resistance at 530-532. QQQ support at 435, resistance 447-448. Gotta watch those breakouts or breakdowns.
Absolutely. Volume will be key. A decisive move with strong volume, that'll tell us something.
What about those scenarios they outline? Bullish case, economic resilience, strong earnings. Bearish case, well, the opposite, I guess.
Yeah, pretty standard. But the overall commentary, tentativeness, choppy sessions, that's the key takeaway. Stay vigilant, be prepared for anything.
And the second analysis, continuation breakout. They're looking at a diverse range of stocks across different sectors, from March 17th to April 16th, a one-month snapshot.
Yeah, trying to identify potential swing trade setups, looking for those continuation breakouts, stocks that are already trending and poised to move higher. Gotta love those momentum plays.
All right, so this Waverider AI analysis from April 16th, 2025, lots to unpack here. SPY and QQQ, kind of stuck in a holding pattern, right?
Yeah, exactly. Sideways action, testing those highs, but no real breakout. Classic consolidation, markets taking a breather.
Makes sense. They're talking about volume spikes correlating with volatility. So periods of accumulation and distribution. Gotta watch those key levels.
Absolutely. And the VIX ticking up adds to that anxiety. Definitely a sign of caution.
What about the sector rotation they mentioned? Tech and consumer discretionary showing relative strength. XLK and XLY holding up.
Yeah, but XLP and XLU, those defensive sectors, are seeing interest too. Risk-off rotation. Investors hedging their bets.
XLF struggling, huh? Financials taking a hit. Not surprising with all the interest rate volatility.
Right, and XLE and XLB, energy and materials, mixed bag, riding those commodity price swings. Geopolitics at play.
So IAG and AS&D, they're flagging these for short-term bullish momentum. IAG with those daily gains in volume looks interesting.
Yeah, IAG could test that $8.20 to $8.40 zone. Entry around $8, stop loss near $7.75. Gotta manage that risk.
And AS&D, potential continuation with those volume spikes? They're talking about a push towards 158.50, then 160. Buy zone around 155.50, stop loss 152.50. Seems reasonable.
Yeah, not bad. MSTX also looking strong. Potential breakout, price above resistance, rising volume. Entry near 26.50 on any pullback, stop loss 25.20. Targets 27, then 27.50. Momentum play.
MSTR and MSTX, they're seeing that as an accumulation phase in tech. Interesting. What about healthcare? AS&D and Cressey consolidating.
Yes, yeah, sideways movement, moderate volume, could go either way. Gotta watch those breakouts. Or breakdowns.
And energy and mining, IAG and GLD, they're saying stronger movements are possible if global factors align. A lot of ifs there.
True. Lots of moving parts. CI and SBSW showing some weakness, though. Modest downward pressure, stable volume, stagnation, maybe even bearish.
So, overall, mixed market, opportunities if key levels are hit. Disciplined risk management is key. Gotta stick to those stop levels.
Absolutely. Lots of potential setups, but gotta be careful. Market's tricky right now.
All right, so looking at this Waverider AI analysis from April 16th, 2025, interesting stuff. SPY and QQQ in a holding pattern, but some sectors are showing real strength.
Yeah, tech and healthcare, especially. Increased trading volumes in XLK and XLV, that's where the action is. Investors are sniffing around, even with the overall market uncertainty.
They mention AAPL and LLY as tickers of note. Makes sense, big players in those sectors.
Absolutely. And commodities, EXK on their radar, that cyclical pattern could be a breakout candidate.
FSM and TJX too. Retail, interesting. Not usually where you look for short-term momentum.
Right? But the analysis is pointing towards some potential upside. FSM with those daily gains in volume, TJX bouncing off support, could be worth a look.
So let's dive into the specifics. FSM, support at 6.40, 6.30, 6.20. Resistance at 660, 670, 685. They're looking for a continuation of that upward momentum.
Yeah, entry around 645, stop loss 630, targets 660, then 670. Pretty tight setup, gotta be disciplined.
TJX, support 125.80, 125.50, 125, resistance 126.75, 127, 127.50, recurrer, recovering from a correction, they say. Entry 126.10, stop loss 125.50, targets 126.75, then 127.20.
EXK, this one's tied to silver's momentum. Support 390, 385, 380, resistance 4, 405, 410, entry 390, stop loss 380, targets 4, then 405, classic breakout play.
So a mix of continuation and breakout setups. Gotta love that. Something for everyone.
Exactly. But remember, this is short term. Gotta be quick on the trigger and manage that risk. Those stop loss levels are crucial.
Absolutely. Always do your own due diligence. Don't just blindly follow any analysis. Think for yourself.
Couldn't agree more. Market conditions can change in a heartbeat. Stay nimble, stay informed, and stay profitable. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep, folks. We'll catch you tomorrow with another market breakdown.
And a special thanks to all our listeners worldwide for tuning in. This is signing off. Until next time, happy trading, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.